I'd like to call the order of the Town of Brule Committee meeting for August 5th, 2019. Mr. Daigle, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. All right, first thing is our minutes are in the package for July the 8th, 2019. If you have any questions or concerns about that, we can look at them. Any changes, let us know. Public Works, project updates. Total rainfall for July, we had 5 rain events for 7.7 inches. Hurricane Barry had 6.5 over a 3-day span within that month. We distributed over 500 sandbags from the maintenance barn. The parish, thanks to parish for delivering them. We had to deliver probably 300, and we had a couple hundred laid around. That's not counting what people did themselves at the park. We had no drainage issues reported or observed during that storm. 2 skate alarms at Live Oak Station due to loss of prime, 0 out of compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. Our public works group graded and cleared approximately 400 feet of ditch and 420 feet of culvert between Archie Lejeune Road and Hebert Street. The ditch runs east from Anita, behind Edmund Jordan's house, if you know where that is, and behind north of Hebert. Shane said we got a pretty good amount of muck out of those ditches, and we dug them to grade, and that drains east, believe it or not. So we did clean that out. That's part of our project, to start cleaning the ditches out through town, and hopefully it'll help Benzul that drains back that way to get some water out of that area. Removed a small beaver dam on the Tonton. I think we had talked about that. No personnel incidents. Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of August the 12th, and our extra monthly pickup is scheduled for August 30th. So that's our public works recap for the month. We'll move on to drainage discussion. Shane, I talked to him a little while ago. He talked to Roy. We're working on numbers, culvert sizes, all the information that we need to put together a comprehensive plan that Roy's going to help us with. So hopefully we'll get that together. I talked to Rusty, he had a great idea. I plan on putting together a big master list on what we're going to try to do. And do what Shane and the public group, works group is doing, and then the big master list that we're going to get from Roy, and we'll gradually do it and mark it off as we go down. So it's a work in progress. Like I told Rusty, it won't be tomorrow, but we're definitely looking at it on a daily basis. So hopefully we'll have comprehensive
now,
plans. Yep. So we'll have a comprehensive plan to get that going.
Yeah.
So anything else on drainage anybody have? Want to discuss?
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
So, did you say Lejeune?
No. Archie Lejeune Road, the little private road that runs on the south side of that property.
Between that,
not on the property. No.
No.
It's blocked behind my house.
Right.
They build a dam.
Right.
So the water comes in there, and the only way it can flow out is through our property into our yards and all. The ditch would be better off if it would be blocked right at Meter Street. We would get less water. You can see.
You mean coming from this way? Coming from west?
It's traveling east. In other words, at Meter Street,
right.
Going east over there.
Yeah.
Down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking at that. There's another ditch that we're going to clean out that runs behind Mancuso back that way.
When it starts raining, he's got a board that he blocks the pipe, the big pipe, on his property, up by his house.
We'll have to dig into that and find out what's going on.
Who is he? Dupree. Yeah.
We'll look into that and see what's going on. He blocks it when it starts raining?
Yeah.
Is that private drainage or public
drainage? He says that it's his property. Which, you know, my house was built in 1971. The ditch was there.
Right.
And there's where I drained it from my cess field, was drained into.
Right.
So my understanding was that our property would go into the center of the ditch.
Right.
Jordan property.
Okay. We'll have to look into that and see if that's a drainage servitude, and I think it is if it's been there for so long, right?
Well, it's been there since 1971, but the other problem is that I think your map shows, I think that they checked, the servitude axis is on our property. Over 8 feet from our property line, both is servitude.
All right, we'll look into that and see, but... I have a problem with blocking the ditch during rain. I didn't know that went on, but
I mean, it's not hid or anything. I'm sure you saw it. If you pass and you just look,
so it's out there all the time. He didn't bring it.
That one there is there all the time. So
okay.
Whenever it starts raining hard, he's got another one that blocks the pipe.
Okay. Well, I'll dig into that. Thanks for that info.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yep, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's not here, you can see it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. We'll look into that. All right, anybody else on drainage?
Before we move on, not on drainage, but just on the project updates on public work. So, did we get our last bulk pickup from Republic? Do you know, Shane?
The
end of the month?
Yeah, the last one. I do not know for sure.
We didn't.
We didn't.
I don't think we did.
We had a bunch of mattresses that was on LeBove and just regular garbage bags of debris that probably could fit in someone's receptacle. I don't know why they placed it out there, but none of that got picked up. And I know that should definitely be under the contract.
Right.
So they did not service, at least in back room.
That was the final, let's see, what was the last day? That was
2 weeks ago, Rusty?
No.
Sir?
Not last Friday, but the Friday before.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to look on the calendar.
Yeah,
I don't have
last year. Remember, somebody's
being all this stuff.
Yeah, yes. We'll check on it tomorrow. But
yes, Shane.
Yeah, but I mean, they picked up some things. That's what's so confusing, because Blaine saw him pick up something, and he was wondering why they were picking up that day.
It was like two very big piles on West Main Street, mattresses and stuff, and then they were gone. And I was like, Friday, who picked this up?
Yeah, and it was the extra pickup. So.
Did they pick up the stuff on East Main Street, those two huge piles?
That's different. The parish picked that up. That's different. Yeah. We can call and check on it. I mean, we thought they picked up. I don't know if they're picking and choosing what they're getting.
The mattresses are still there.
Yeah.
And I observed when they went out. They definitely went out before the last Friday.
With that being said, I did make a call to Pelican, and I'm waiting on the guy to call me back. We played phone tag last week to get another bid on what we're doing. So maybe I'll have two next week, and we can go over that, because we're not bound by the contract. We can go where we want to go if you guys want to look at that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we can get that next week and get a number. The average tons that we pick up is, I think it's running around 3.8, Shane, is what they're telling us. Sometimes we have five and sometimes we have two. So that's what they're telling us. Now, I don't have any proof that they go on every street in town. I just know they're picking up that amount. We'll check on it and report back next week. All right, anything else on drainage? All right, we'll move on. Planning and zoning minutes from July 24th, 2019. They're in the package. They had nothing on the new business. They just looked at minutes. July bills on the finance committee. Looked at there. July bills in your package. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. I think it's way out on the line. Personnel committee, I don't know anything. Bike share update. I don't have the updated numbers today, but I think we had, what do we have last week? Blaine, 88? 88 rentals. So we over 100 rentals on the bike share program. So, yeah. People, and I think once the weather cools off a little bit, we'll probably get more people.
Perpetrators?
Yes, we did. And they will come to mayor's court, and I can't wait. In your package, we have the ordinance that Tom kind of looked at to discuss allowing bicycles on sidewalks. The ordinance, as it states today, does not allow bicycles on sidewalks. So we suggested that maybe we could remove bicycles from the ordinance to allow them on sidewalks, since our trail project is encouraging people to use the sidewalks for bicycles. So what you have in your package is what we can propose, and plus any changes you guys may have. Just to change the ordinance to make it suitable for these bicycles to ride on sidewalks.
We're assuming people have going to use common sense with bicycles on sidewalks. We're assuming a lot. Because there are people, a lot of people walk, older people are pushing children in strollers, so I just have concerns about.
We can add a line in there and say that's where we always have to ride.
That would work.
Yeah.
Sign.
Yeah, when they redo the sidewalks on St. Francis, on this side, I'm sure they'll have signage and stuff up too.
One thing is we upgrade the sidewalk.
The way some of them are now,
I like that idea, Tom. Pedestrian right away.
I would feel more comfortable with that.
So, Tom, just one comment. Thanks for doing this, by the way. Under D1, where we discussed, it says having wheels with a diameter of 20 inches or longer.
That's in the existing ordinance.
Right.
I don't have any idea why.
Me neither. So my question is, can we consider omitting that, or at a minimum change that to larger? I don't know that's correctly describing a diameter. And it's so well defined above that I don't even think that sentence is necessary. Pardon? Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, right.
You can probably take that out.
I say we take that out.
You put a period after ride.
Ride.
Right.
And then add about the somewhere's in there about the
pedestrians
right away.
I got to figure out where to put it. I'll figure out where.
Okay. Yeah, when you get that, now.
Because if you look at most of it, particularly all of D, is really about registration of bicycles and what happens if they get stolen or anything. And I didn't want to wholesale get away from that.
Right.
But, you know.
I like this as it is, but I agree with Rusty. We can remove that.
Maybe you could put it around B or something like that.
Yeah, so.
Maybe just say
either in B or C that pedestrians shall always have the right of way on all sidewalks and or rugged trails.
I like it in C where they talk about state laws.
Right.
Whatever you think's the best.
Near the beginning rather than at the end.
All right. Will you get that to me, Tom, and I can forward it to everybody, and we'll have it for our next meeting.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. In your package, we have the cooperative endeavor agreement we do every year with the school board. The dollar amount stayed the same. We budgeted for that dollar amount. So it's the same cooperative endeavor. We're just going to change the dates. And if you guys can, we'll get that to the school board to have them sign also.
Okay.
Police committee, I don't have anything. Governmental affairs, Ms. Bougon?
Yeah.
Wait, he may have something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. If y'all have something, yeah. We normally do it at our regular meeting, but. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Right over, I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. He just wanted to let everyone know that our school resource officer has completed all necessary training and will be ready for school Wednesday when it opens up. And we did arrest individuals responsible for the Dow bikes. Did you have any questions about that? Good.
Good work on that.
Juveniles, correct.
There were 17. So they're considered adults still until next year.
How many do?
Four. Yes, sir.
Good work. Thank you.
Yep, that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ms. Bourgeois, Governmental Affairs Committee.
Yeah, we have one home from our landmark meeting. Picture on the left shows the home the way it looked. It was ready for demolition. Paul Sonia bought it, and the picture on the right shows the way it looks now. It's just about ready for occupancy. The home originally belonged to a man named Morris Bodley. We don't know much about it. We think the house was probably built in the 1940s. We don't know much about it. When the Sonias purchased the property, they had to find somebody in other states to complete their purchase because they were tied up in an escrow. So they improved the neighborhood by working on that house. So that'll be one we'll vote on next week.
Great, thank you.
And that's
you.
On Gwynn Street.
All right. Other matters, I don't know of any. Anybody? Mayor's report. This morning I attended the West Baton Rouge Parish convocation for the teachers for school. Schools throughout the parish, all the teachers and employees come and West gives a presentation. It was held in the new Port Allen Theater. And it's state of the art. So if you get a chance, go by and check it out. Or maybe sooner or later they'll have a play in there. It's really state of the art place. He thanked the community over and over for its support of the school system via tax write. But he really thanked the community on that. LMA convention was this past weekend. I was not able to attend. I want to give congrats to Addis. They won an award for their sewer project. So I'd just like to give a little kudos to Addis down the way. As we discuss, Shane and I meet on drainage every day, so we're always in the loop on that. If you have any questions on what we're discussing, please call us. We survived Hurricane Barry. And I may have talked about this last meeting. Entergy, I don't think Entergy was prepared for the wind that we had. We had a lot of limbs down on a lot of power lines, and if you notice, they came out after the storm to trim all their lines up. So they were on the streets after, and they trimmed all their power lines after the storm, but at least they got it done. So
the reason is they get some government money.
I didn't say that. But with that being said, I want to thank the parish. They offered their truck to come pick up hurricane debris. We offered a spot to burn it and back, so we were able to get some hurricane debris picked up. I want to thank Shane and our public works guys. We were in communication the whole time that was going on, and you know, we didn't have any catastrophes or anything really bad, but we were always out there. We had some limbs down blocking streets, and our guys were out there right on it and rain knocking them out. So thanks for that, Shane. I met with Brian McNabb from Bill Cassidy's office this week. He just wanted to know what we needed. I told him we needed a grant to finish our property over there. If there's a federal grant, he is digging up to see if maybe a federal grant can help us on our property back here. Speaking of that property, we formed a committee, and we're going to meet before every regular meeting. My name is Bourgeois, myself. Oh, okay. And we're going to have Anatole and Drew, me. Yeah, and so we got a little committee together to kind of start the project on our piece of property. So with that being said, hopefully we can get some federal funding. If there's some match money, we got the money in the budget, and if we can match it, that would be fantastic. So that's what he's looking for us. Yep, exactly. With that, I talked to Tom about the triangle. He has worked diligently on getting the heirs and getting all that stuff done. Still some work to be done. But we're getting close on that triangle piece, so hopefully we can get that done quickly. Oh yeah, on the front. No, I haven't talked to them yet. I just kind of wanted to see if we could get that property first. We are looking at Anita Street. There's some violations on that street, so we're looking at trying to see if we can straighten up and clean up on Anita Street. We've had a lot of complaints about that area. I think they got one of the pit bulls picked up that was out there the other day. I hope. So we're looking at Anita Street and seeing if there's any violations that we can try to clean that up.
What violations?
That's what we're trying to figure out. You know, you can't kick someone out of their house, right? But the houses and the trailers look unlivable. So we just have to make some way, shape, or form. I think in the, maybe Tom, you can help me. There's something in the ordinance about, in our nuisance ordinance, that the word untidy, or it's a very vague term.
And well, but it starts with a starts with an inspection. By
yeah, so works. We're looking at that part of Anita Street to see what we can. I mean, maybe we can't do anything. I don't know. We're going to try to clean it up. So we're working on it.
The grass is getting high down there too.
Yeah.
People
like
eating the grass.
Yep. Speaking of that, did they ever cut live oak?
No, I rode by just before.
Okay, so we, tomorrow's our day? All right.
Yeah, I went and took pictures, and probably give them a weekend to get it done.
Yeah. Well, it's our 5 days is probably up with the letter, right? Okay.
Believe it or not, I've already got another letter in the mail.
Yeah. They're being returned, aren't they?
I'm sorry, what?
They're being returned, right?
Yeah, but I've got a phone.
We got a five.
Yeah.
We got 5 days.
They come back undelivered.
Yeah, because I saw my car, but it doesn't park in the driveway. It parks behind where you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get on it.
I'm worried about.
What about the back?
Well, I went and measured the gate this morning, but I didn't measure my lawnmower. I might be a little bit too wide, so.
We'll get on it though.
That's the backyard.
I'm
going
to have to
borrow
you push
more.
The back is
terrible.
Yeah.
The back has rats.
Yep.
We bring in some weaponry
today. What is the height that it has to be?
12.
Yeah. That's been a problem for at least a year or so. All right. And that's it for my mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
Household hazardous waste on September the 28th, Alexander Park. They have handouts there. Council went to cancel, but they will accept it, but they will not. And they usually have a big paper shred of it, too.
What's the date on it?
September 28th.
All right, so September 28th, 8 to 12 at Alexander Park. We'll try to get that on our Facebook page too, Blaine.
Yeah. What's the name
of that? September 28th.
Little fish has a fly. Okay.
All right, anybody else fish?
I want to thank Shane and the crew, because this morning, this afternoon when we came back from the hospital with my brother, the town was cutting those trees that are low that give us a high vehicle.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and I didn't say anything about that either.
Somebody else did.
Yeah, we're getting on. We noticed that after the storm, all the trees leave out. We cut them. I think we cut them in the fall last year after some. And that's probably not the smartest thing to do. So we were going to cut them now when all the leaves, so they'll lift up a little bit more. So. Yes, sir.
All right, parish council report real quick. We got our audits back, our 97-page parish audit. If you want to read this, the best opinion you can get, no findings. Our fire department report is only 38 pages. The best opinion you can get, no findings. And we have a separate report for our utility department. Why? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why they're not all under one opinion, but they're not. This one is only 46 pages. I had one finding, and the finding is what they normally do if you have a small staff. They don't have a CPA that can provide the financial statements. So our reports, all our finances are in good shape. So that's a big weight off our backs. We sent letters to the council people from both Addis and Brule for the renewal of the trash contract. Republic Services is who we use. They have put in an offer, I guess. We have not accepted it yet. Pee-wee is meeting with Pelican. You mentioned them earlier. He's meeting with them tomorrow. And once we get some information from them, then we're going to have another meeting with Republic. I don't think our issue so much is with price on Republic. It's just with the service. We've seen a downgrading in service. They can't keep drivers. I understand that. That's not our problem. So Pee-wee did invite me to go to the meeting whenever they meet with Republic. That's going to be my question is, if they don't perform, where's the hammer? Because if you just say, well, just catch us next week, that's not good enough. He has a copy of the contract from Pointe Coupee and is reviewing that and is meeting with Pelican tomorrow. But I think they only pick up once a week. And I'm not sure we want to go backwards on the service, on the number of pickups. And I should have gotten the hurricane stats you said about the parish picked up the stuff. The guy made a presentation how many tons they picked up in the sandbags and Brule High School football team and Port Allen football team, how many sandbags they delivered and actually went to everybody's house. So I'm going to get all those numbers, and next week I'm going to have that report for you. But other than that, I'd be happy to try to answer any questions. We are, as far as I know, on schedule for the water project.
The contractor today. I know he's delivered a bunch of pipe.
Right.
And up the flat area. He's supposed to start laying sometime this week. And we'll start back at the end of North Line Road, come down North Line, and cut across the Thermodyne and head this way.
Right. So that's still, as far as I know, on schedule. But like we talked earlier, everything's on schedule when it's early.
The water well finished all its pump tests. Shane asked me that. They submitted some pump curves to me today to select the pump. So
the depth is like 1,800 or 1,850 or something.
Yes. Okay.
So it should be a good well. Yeah. So.
Good chance.
Yeah. But I think it is because it's supposed to follow that right away.
We're getting a lot of surveying going on before 415 extension, so there's a lot of activity in and around North Line Road, that 415 extension with surveyors and one calls and everything else can all work.
I'm pretty sure that's what's on the need.
Yeah, I think so too.
And Fish, you mentioned too about, and I want to give kudos to the high school football coaches from Port Allen and Brule for getting those kids together, and they went and load a bunch of sandbags, and that was just some volunteer work that the young people are doing in the community. I thought that was a great thing and a great idea for those kids. It worked out really well for a lot of people in the community that couldn't fill sandbags; they were already filled for them. So.
Yeah. And we are also looking at trying to get a second sandbag machine, have one on the north end of Parrish, one on the south end, so we're not having to try to move that machine. What's that?
Pelican will offer recycling.
I don't know that yet. I looked on the website on Iberville, and Iberville has one day a week pickup. And recycling, you got to bring it to a certain location. No, it's not curbside. It's you bring it. So
I'll tell you, the last time I talked to Carla, and I, you know, take it for what it's worth, she mentioned that China's not buying all the recycled goods anymore,
right.
And it's a tough business. They don't. There's not a whole lot of people that are recycling. It's costing them money to recycle. So we're fortunate that we still have it. I even had some people say, y'all still do recycle? So we're fortunate to have it.
So I hope to have an update on this by next Monday. But the parish council will not vote on this until their second meeting in August. So it'll be the 26th or whatever it is.
All right. Anybody else?
Easy to do, hard to make it stick.
All right. Announcements. West Baton Rouge schools start back on August the 2nd. I had that in my mayor's report. 7th. Please make it a point to be careful out there and watch school zones and kids and bikes and that kind of things. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor? All opposed?